We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Bridget Quinn, and here are today's top local stories. The city has just reached a deal with the lifeguard union that could help end the pool's staffing shortage. Let's get details from our Glenn Chuck.
Key part of this agreement, according to the union, well, there's several. They'll be fully staffed now at 17 mini pools here in the city, and they'll raise the minimum pay of a lifeguard from $16 an hour to at least $19.46 and develop new training programs for lifeguards who work every week. In fact, they'll end up getting a bonus in September. So this should certainly ease the strain on lifeguard situation, not just at pools, but at city beaches as well. Now, in a statement, DC 37 that represents the lifeguard saying, quote, "The most important result of this deal, visitors to city pools and beaches will feel safe and protected by professional lifeguards who are properly trained in water emergencies." Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds in Washington Heights.
A major step forward for the Gateway Tunnel Project. Governors Hochul and Murphy have signed an agreement that spells out that each state will pay half of the costs of building two new train tunnels under the Hudson River and also replacing the portal bridge over the Hackensack River. The agreement helps pave the way to get federal funding to cover half of the $14 billion project. If all goes well, tunnel construction could begin as early as next summer. Well, it seems the pandemic is not over. Cases of COVID are surging in the city, and health officials warn that this is part of a new wave of infections spurred by the Omicron BA5 subvariant. In parts of Manhattan, the positivity rate is back up to 20%, a number we haven't seen since late May. The worst hit neighborhoods are Yorkville, parts of East Harlem, though in some neighborhoods on Staten Island and in Queens, the rate is spiking even higher to nearly 25%. Though COVID cases are rising, hospitalization and deaths are not keeping pace. They're on the downslide. Dr. William Schaffner from Vanderbilt Medical Center says there's still one step to take to help ensure you stay out of the hospital.
Folks who are being hospitalized are the people who are still unvaccinated or are incompletely vaccinated.
Police on Long Island say they have the people responsible for a gas station robbery yesterday evening in North Merrick. 31-year-old Gerald Gadsden and 28-year-old Helena Velasquez Krupp of North Woodmere are both charged with robbery. Police say the pair went into the BP gas station on Merrick Avenue just after 7 o'clock last night looking for cash. Gadsden allegedly flashed a gun at the clerk and demanded money. After the employee complied, the pair ran off. Investigators say Gadsden was also behind a BP gas station robbery in Valley Stream at the start of last month. We're learning new details about the financial relationship between the de Blasio administration and the New York City Ferry. Controller Brad Lander's audit of the transportation system shows millions in underreported and unjustified expenses. The city reported back in January the ride, which costs $2.75, should actually cost passengers $8.59. per trip. The difference in fare has been covered by subsidies from the Economic Development Corporation, which funds the ferry operated by the private company Hornblower Cruises. Mayor de Blasio's budget office added at least $23.2 million before he left office, which was not properly disclosed, according to this report, to maintain operations. The service, which now has lines in all five boroughs and Governor's Island, launched back in 2017.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.